It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the phone today, I have Mayor Leonard Norton of Huntington. We're going to talk all about city beautification. Water is a big question mark everywhere this year. And then that's not going to stop them, though. Heritage Days is going to be a lot of fun this year. We're going to talk about all of that. Mayor Norton, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Dave. Glad to join you.
Anytime. I love talking about what's going on in other cities and towns. It's just great to get the information out there for people. So how are things going in Huntington?
They're going well. It's that time of the year where we're getting out, getting our yards clean, getting our city cleaned up. We have it where for the month of April and part of May, you trim your bushes and trees and you put them out by the curb and we'll come around and pick them up for you to haul them off. And we just encourage everybody to get out and get their yard looking nice after this long, dry winter and see what we can make Huntington look a little better.
And that's always, it seems to be that's going on everywhere right now. And you guys are offering pickup. So people are going out and cleaning up their yards anyway. Just take those branches. Is there anything that you won't take, or is it really just yard waste that's all you're going to take?
Basically, all we take is branches. We don't like anything like big tree stumps and that. It's hard for us to get rid of those. We'll have to be taken over to the dump. But any branches and trimmings off your trees, we'll take.
All right. Do they have to be a certain length, or you're pretty much any length that will work?
Length's not a concern. We don't like anything over about 6 inches around.
Okay.
That makes it hard to dispose of. But other than that, we take most of our tree and branch trimmings and stuff. Get them hauled off.
All right. So that is going on right now and into May, you said. Another thing that is hitting every community in the area, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens, is the water situation. And Huntington is no different. What have you guys got planned out there?
Right now, we're just encouraging all our citizens to be smart with your watering. If you don't need to water, don't water. It's going to be a bleak year. Right now, we don't have restrictions, but I'm afraid before the year's out, we'll have restrictions on watering because it's just not the snowpack in the mountains we need to supply us this year like we've had in the past. So I encourage everybody to be smart with your watering. Use your head. Don't waste it. Let's not get it going down the streets and only water what really needs to be watered at this time.
And the other thing, too, as I've been talking around the areas, is that, the amount that you water, as far as time is concerned, it's probably not as long as you think you need to water, especially if you've got those sprinkling systems. It's really easy to set them up to put them at, 30 minutes or whatever you think you're going to need. Because, we're all in this together, and the water situation isn't looking any better. Maybe we'll get some storms, but it's going to also lead into a really, really weird fall, and hopefully we'll get some more rain or snow, and then maybe 2021's winter will be pretty heavy. Do you guys expect that will be the case, or have you seen anything as far as that goes?
You pretty much hit it right on the head right now. I mean, we went into the water year very dry, and what water we do have, we didn't get what we needed. And now when it starts running off, a lot of that's going to go to the ground before it gets to our reservoir. So it's just not looking like a very good year this year.
All right, so keep an eye out for that. Conserve as much water as you can. And now let's spend the rest of our time talking about something that's a little bit more upbeat. And Heritage Days is coming back this year, and it's going to be full bore. You guys are going to have, you've got the fair planned, you've got concerts, games, all kinds of fun. Let's talk about when it's going to start.
So it's going to start July 1st through the 3rd. Of course, the 4th of July is on a 4th this year. Our celebration will be the 1st through the 3rd, which is a Saturday. Most of the celebration will be on Saturday. We have a Charlie Jenkins coming Saturday night for a concert before our fireworks. And all these activities will be up at the junior high field up there so we can spread out a little more, have a little more social distancing with everything that's going on with COVID right now until we can get a handle on it and get it slowed down. But we're having we have kids rides, kids games, we have horseshoe tournaments, cornhole tournaments, we're looking at a pickleball tournament, possibly a kickball tournament. I know there's a talent show one night, and then just I think the Hypno Hicks coming and a few other entertainments. So it'll be a fun time for the next those 3 days. So come on out and let's get some celebration going.
A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff is going to be happening out there in Huntington. Now, I didn't hear fireworks. Is that going to be part of it or no this year?
Oh, yeah. Nope. There'll be fireworks Saturday night after the Charlie Jenkins concert around 10 o'clock-ish when it's dark. We have nice, we've added a little more money to our firework fund, so we should have a few more fireworks to make a really good show.
All right. Mayor Norton from Huntington, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We'll touch base with you in about another month, and we'll see what's going on. If anything new pops up, just keep your nose to the grindstone on Heritage Days. It sounds like it's going to be a great time this year.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. And just everybody on out there, come on out and visit Huntington. We'd like to have you.
It's a lot of fun. Head on out there. That's Mayor Leonard Norton of Huntington. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.